How to follow market indicators. A savvy investor is a sponge for information. You have to read the newspapers, watch the news, and listen to the world carefully as it spins around you. You have to follow the market each and every day, and not just your own holdings, but globally. It's a huge task, and it takes years of practice to be able to synthesize information in the way the best investors do. Though recent events in finance have given us business people a bad name, most of us are highly educated and hardworking. Most of us are not money grubbers, as the media would have you believe. Good investors use market indicators for two reasons. Number one, to evaluate how they have done in the past, and number two, to make better predictions about how the market will perform in the future. If the Dow Jones or NASDAQ or the S&P always seems to be trouncing your own portfolio, then consider making changes in your investments or turning your money over to a money manager. If, instead, you're always ahead of most market indicators, you can start to watch for trends. If the NASDAQ rallies, how does that affect the bond market? If the housing starts are down 1 month, what effect does that have on lumber prices or mortgage rates? The market is a crazy, interconnected monster, and you have to know how a change in one part will affect the whole beast. Otherwise, it will clobber you.